From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A deadly day in Syria with scores killed and dozens of others wounded in an explosion at a bus convoy carrying thousands of evacuees. Syrian rescue workers who operate in opposition areas known as the White Helmets say their volunteers were able to remove at least 100 bodies from the area of the blast. The huge explosion earlier in the day came as much-criticized population deals stalled between the government and rebels who bickered over who should be evacuated. Syrian state media said that at least 39 people were killed. A rebel official says 30 of his opposition fighters who were guarding the evacuees were killed in the blast. The group was traveling to Aleppo from the villages of Fua and Kafraya after they had reached an evacuation deal to leave their homes. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on his way to South Korea amid a tense standoff along the Korean Peninsula. Although North Korea did not conduct a nuclear test on Saturday, as some had expected, its leader, Kim Jong-un, presided over a massive military parade in celebration of the April 15th birthday of the late Kim Il-sung, his grandfather and the country's founding leader. Pence's trip to South Korea comes less than 2 weeks after Pyongyang's launch of a ballistic missile into waters off its east coast that prompted warnings from President Donald Trump that the U.S. would act unilaterally if necessary to end North Korea's acts of aggression. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan concluded his long referendum campaign with a rally in Istanbul Saturday ahead of Sunday's crucial vote on whether to expand presidential powers. Erdogan told thousands of flag-waving supporters that they can shock the world by voting yes on Sunday.
Kardeşlerim, Türkiye'nin yaşadığı...
He said, "My siblings, is it possible to continue forward without taking any measures, without learning any lessons, after all the things Turkey has lived through? The only agenda of those who sing praises to the past system is to protect their own interests." Meanwhile, thousands gathered in the Kurdish-dominated city of Diyarbakir on Saturday for an opposition party's final rally in support of a no vote in Sunday's referendum. The crowd answered no every time that HDP MP Osman Baydemir asked whether they wanted to expand the president's power.
Kanun hükmünde kararnamelere karşı, kayyuma, zukuma karşı.
Erdogan has long championed the idea of changing Turkey's system of government from parliamentary to presidential. He is calling on his countrymen to vote to approve 18 constitutional changes that would, among other things, abolish the office of the prime minister and hand all executive power to the president. Afghan officials say the number of militants known to have been killed by a huge U.S. bomb Thursday has nearly tripled. Officials say at least 92 militants died in the blast. That's up from 36 reported on Friday. There is no indication any civilians or military personnel were among the dead. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Afghan and U.S. forces closely coordinated the bombing. However, his predecessor has strongly denounced the strike and the United States. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai said Saturday he is unleashing a campaign to force U.S. forces out of his country for dropping the so-called mother of all bombs on Afghan soil. Clashes broke out Saturday in downtown Berkeley, California, as supporters and opponents of President Donald Trump exchanged blows, threw bottles and cans, and fought with police. Officers in riot gear fired tear gas and tried to separate the two groups. At least 9 protesters were arrested during the brawls. The fighting broke out during an event organized as a so-called Patriots Day free speech rally and picnic by conservative activists. The Berkeley protests coincided with rallies in dozens of U.S. cities where thousands demanded President Trump release his taxes. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.